a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Do you know where Botanic Ridge is? Is that near the Windy Burrow at all?
No.
I don't know either. It's in Victoria somewhere.
Okay. You keep talking.
Botanic Ridge.
I'll find
it. Police were actually there to do a raid of a house yesterday.
Oh, okay.
It was a drug raid.
Too much botanics in the house.
Well, it was more powdered botanics. No botanics, less botanics, more powder.
It's out cranny way.
Oh, there you go. Meth lab.
Cranburn. Cool. So really, actually, good morning to all our listeners in Botanic Ridge, because we go straight across the bay.
Oh, bless.
From our transmitter in Drysdale. It actually goes right across to, you know, and Frankston, Cranburn.
Yeah.
So Botanic Ridge is kind of in between Frankston and Cranburn.
Mm.
Langwarrin.
Yeah.
I'm just saying suburbs now.
No, that's cool. I love it.
Piercedale, where Tim from Drive's from.
He grew up from Piercedale. He tells me stories all the time and I just nod along.
Mm.
So they had this investigation, right? They were like, oh, we're pretty sure someone's manufacturing meth in one of their houses.
Mm.
So they had an eye on the house, right?
That doesn't sound like sort of that region.
No, it really doesn't, doesn't it?
Cranburn at all.
And so detectives, you know, as they do, sometimes you have to boot in a door and go, hey, we're here. Surprise.
Yep.
We're here to get all that stuff that you shouldn't have. Mm. Oh, no. You're all arrested. Mm. Okay. We all know how that works.
Well, we talked about this yesterday and a policeman did that and it was at a hen's party or something?
No, it was just a girls' night out that was very excited and the police walked in and they were like, stripper, and he was not a stripper.
No, he was a policeman.
Just a guy doing his job. But detectives have gone to X, formerly Twitter, and they've updated what they've seized, right?
Okay.
They like to take photos and be like, hey, look what we found.
This is the hall.
This
is what we've taken off the streets.
Yeah. So the drug lab was located. There were gems that were found, money, and $200,000 worth of Lego.
Oh, yes. I would believe. Honestly, I would believe that. Lego is such hot property.
How bizarre.
Yeah.
So when I read this article, it was like $200,000. I was like, wow, that's, you know, I mean, I don't know. Is that, that sounds like a meth amount? Like, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, go police, you know, working for the people.
Mm.
I didn't realize it would be $200,000 worth of Lego plus meth.
Well, I don't know if you've bought Lego lately.
I have.
But I think $200,000 will get you one of those Millennium Falcons.
Yes.
And possibly a pirate ship.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. It's like, so is this their side hustle? Is this, has Cozzy Lives got down the drug world as well? Are they like, okay, selling drugs isn't enough for us anymore. Now we have to go into the Lego trade, the illegal.
Diversifying.
Mate. Lego trade.
They're not selling drugs to kids. They're selling Lego to kids.
That's ridiculous.
Imagine a guy like out the front of a school with a trench coat on, just like open the trench coat. He's got all sorts of different Lego boxes in there. Like, you want to buy one of these kids?
Hey, I'm interested.
You are. You look like you just walked out of a primary school.
Oh, man.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Speaking of getting involved, let's do this. I say this. Can you see what's happening right now?
I can. It is frozen.
Monday, you can
fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. On Thursday, doesn't even start. It's
fun fact.
Friday, I'm in love.
And that's just Saturday. Live radio there, guys. And look, now it's caught up.
Okay, here that's all right. We'll use that. No, that's fine. I think we did a good job.
That was great.
Thank you.
That was
now
really,
your spiel.
Yeah, okay. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Amazing. Look at us.
Mate, I was still, that whole spiel, I was thinking about the fact that you sung the intro live. That was amazing.
Oh, my God, thank you.
Good on you.
Thank you. I love The Cure.
We need to fix this computer so badly. Did you know?
We'll just keep talking.
Did you know? Fun facts for today, that wild oysters are increasingly suffering from insomnia.
Oh.
And they're not sure why.
That's climate change, I'd imagine.
Okay, sure. Okay. I'm glad we solved that. I'll send them an email, let them know. Loggy knows. It's climate change.
Yeah.
Scientists are unsure if animals know that the act that results in babies.
Yeah.
Results in babies. Do you know what I mean? So if they
But isn't that the whole thing? Like, hey, we have to do this.
They may feel compelled to do it, or they may just think it's a great time. We're not sure. Dolphins.
Well,
definitely
don't go into the dolphins.
Perverts of the ocean.
Okay. All right. Google that one yourself. We don't need that
don't
fun fact.
Don't get me started on dolphins. That is the biggest scam job in
Come
history.
Come on now. Come on. They've dealt with their bad times, all right?
Icons. They're, you know, like, oh, they're so cute. Let's make statues and let's put pictures up on walls of dolphins, perverts. Up until 2011, beer was considered a soft drink in Russia.
Oh, just right. Hey, you want a soft drink?
Yeah.
Give the kid a little softy.
Well, there's I've got a photo of two babies drinking beer.
See, there you go.
Russian babies on a swing. Mm. Cameroon is the only country named after a crustacean.
Oh.
Because Cameroon translates to Sebastian.
My brain was like, really? Oh, my God, Lauren.
That's a Little Mermaid gag
okay.
there.
Okay, yeah.
It actually comes from the Portuguese word for prawns.
Ah.
Cameroon.
Cameroon.
In 1945, there was a Hollywood strike much similar to, much the same as the one that was
this
year. One of the tactics employed by protesters back then, because obviously the way they communicated with people was very different. There was no social media and sort of no telly or anything. What they did was picketed movie theatres and gave away the ending to people before they could buy tickets to the film. Oh, you want to go and see this? Oh, they die at the end.
Oh, my God. Do you know what? I did that as a punishment for my sister once.
Oh, nice.
Who did something for me and I said, do you know what happens in The Sixth Sense? And I told her. Oh, ruined the whole experience for it.
That would be a fun radio segment where we do it. Ruin it for just thousands of people.
No, I don't like doing that. Only if you've wronged me.
According to mathematicians, all numbers can be categorised as either happy or sad.
Oh, that's so true. I feel like 7 is an emotional number,
okay.
But I feel like 4 is like a happy number.
Okay.
I feel like 9 is the most emo number from 1
really?
To 9.
I can tell you that 41 is a very sad number. And let's wrap it with 3 million years ago, otters were the size of lions. That's horrifying.
Bless.
Yeah.
I love that.
Ride an otter to work.
Hmm.
Okay, that's
will
fun
this work?
For, what? Oh,
will,
yeah, is this going to fire
computer
off?
Work? Let's see.
Let's give it a go, everybody. Everybody. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday, doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Okay, so let's just set the scene, right? So the whole system has gone down.
Mm.
And back in the day, you and I used to do community radio.
Yeah.
And thank God we did, because we're actually running this station at the moment like it's a community station.
Yeah.
All of the technology. There's like 17 computers.
Would you believe it?
All locked out.
Would you? Believe it.
Would you believe it? Anyway, it's fine. We're still going. And right now I've got a, is it a hack or just doing a thing?
Oh, okay.
Now, since we don't have the audio for that,
no.
We're going to have to do it live. And I believe this is one that we can actually do.
Yeah.
Ready? Dun, 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 dun. Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
But
yes.
Don't call us.
Don't call us. We don't need you
don't
to.
Need
and also,
us.
It probably wouldn't work anyway.
Exactly. So just, it's fine. Life hack that I've seen.
Okay.
Are you a Chicken Kiev guy? Chicken Kiev.
Chicken Kiev. I used to when I was a single man that was out there on my own. It was a good $2.50 dinner or a $5 dinner. You know
I feel
what I
like
mean?
A Chicken Kiev is a man, more of a man. I mean, is that cool to say in 2023? Probably not.
Three veg.
I feel like men love them. A chicken Kiev.
Yeah.
Here's a life hack. You know, my thing with the chicken Kiev is you put it in the oven and you're like, oh my God, delicious sauce encased in this moist breast of chicken. Great. But then when you get it out, garlic's just, oh no, that's cooked all to the bottom and now you just have a dry piece of chicken.
Oh, is that what happens?
A lot of the time it does.
You must have been doing it wrong.
Here's a life hack if that happens to you.
Okay.
Put bread under the Kiev to capture the garlic butter leakage and make garlic bread at the same time. What?
Oh, that, I don't know about
so
that.
So you put slices of bread in the oven whilst you're cooking the, mate, it's a hack. Okay, you're saying it's doing a thing. That's all right.
No, I'm saying don't do that thing.
Okay, you might.
Because what you're doing is, well, is there not sort of some sort of risk of salmonella cross-contamination there?
Actually, if Jess from the drive show is listening to this, definitely don't
try that.
Here we go. Dun, 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 dun. Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Just tuning in, we are on a wing and also a prayer. The system has completely crashed, so we've managed to jerry-rig it to be able to play you songs and also for the microphones to work.
Just.
And the phones too, I do believe, which is great news because right now we want to guess whether you've got shoes on or not, whether you're barefoot or not. So, hey, let's specify. Yeah. Where does socks land?
No, you have to be barefoot.
Barefoot. Skin to surface.
Skin to pavement.
Skin to pavement. Or something on, a covering on your feet.
Yeah, because it's gone viral this week on TikTok. When tourists come over here, they're like, what is the deal with Aussies being barefoot everywhere they go? And they're just, that's a fair point. We do get barefoot a lot. You are like, I can tell when someone's barefoot just by looking at their face and not even their feet. So let's put it to the test in the perfect way possible.
And not look at their faces, but talk to them on the radio over the telephone.
I believe we have Tony from Corio on the phone. Good morning, Tone.
Morning, guys. How are we?
We're really good. Thanks.
It's
one thing we could say. we'd be lying. But okay, so I want to know whether you are barefoot or not. I have a suspicion I already know.
Yes.
I just pick up an instant vibe.
You can ask whatever questions you want to.
Tony, I want you to help as well. I want you to get involved. Tony, tell me, what time do you start work today, mate?
Start at 9 o'clock.
Okay. Tony has shoes on.
Yeah, I think, Tony, you have shoes on as well because you have to be at least almost at work by now and you should have put shoes on before you left the house. Do you have shoes on, mate?
I actually don't. I drive to work barefooted.
What?
So I wear steel strap boots for 10 hours a day. And I drive the car in barefooted and put them on while I'm waiting.
OMG.
As I was saying, you should have put the... I thought to myself, I bet... As I'm saying this, he actually, you know, is barefoot before he walks into work or something. All right, mate, okay. That's one wrong. I still think my gut was right there, but that's fine. Karen in Corio, good morning.
Good morning.
We need to guess whether you're barefoot. Got a question for Karen there, Log?
Karen, are you a early morning riser or would you say that you're a late morning riser? You don't like getting up early in the morning?
Well, I have to, but I don't like it.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
So you have been up for a while. Tell me, Karen, have you walked anywhere in Corio today?
No. Apart from in the house, no.
Okay.
Okay, I don't think Karen has shoes on.
I don't think Karen has shoes on either. Karen?
Shoes on.
Goodness, man.
I love that you're helping us with the sound effects.
Thank
this community
you,
is so beautiful. Everyone knows our computers are broken.
All right.
Oh, this is so good.
Staying local. Morgan in Norlane. Good morning.
Good morning.
We need to find out whether you're barefoot or not, mate. Have you ever lived in Janjuk?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Do you like loose pants?
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay. Don't laugh, Morgan. It's a legitimate question.
Righto.
If it was really, really hot outside right now, would you be able to just duck down to the milk bar, walk down to the milk bar?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. You've got shoes on.
Yeah, Morgan's
or,
got shoes
or at least socks, something on your feet.
Yeah.
No, I'm barefoot. I have to wear heels all day today, so I'm barefoot.
Oh, my God.
You live in Norlane and you would walk to the milk bar barefoot?
Yeah, I live in a good part of Norlane.
Okay. They're all good parts.
They are.
Yes,
we love everyone.
Totally.
Norlane West. I had a great chat to someone about Norlane West and how that's such a beautiful part of the world.
Oh, Morgan, do you know what? That is three bounds for three.
Okay. And do you know what it is? It was a visual thing. It wasn't
It's got nothing to do with the computer. Ree in Port Arlington.
Rhea, yeah. What do you?
Oh, Rhea, sorry.
Rhea. I'll do this. Rhea in Port Arlington. G'day, mate. She had a go, and also I did too with the spelling of your name. So I'll take part of the blame for that one.
Hang on. Before we get nutted down in the shoes, if you've had just a go at her name,
yeah.
Should we check out how is your name spelled?
It's spelled R-I-A.
Ah.
Right. He's gone the R-H.
Because I know a Rhea that's spelled R-H-E-A, so I just assumed.
You can see why I called you Rhea. Rah. Okay.
I've been called worse, so that's all good.
This is great radio.
It is great radio. Look, that's okay. So you're in Port Arlington. Do you love the Muscle Fest every year?
Love it.
Okay, tell me this, though. If you were down at the beach, Port Arlington, at the foreshore there near the jetty, would you be able to walk completely comfortably on the part of the sand that is closest to the grass because there are a ton of tiny little shells there?
No.
Okay. Barefoot.
Well, hang on. I've got one more question. Ria, when you cut a sandwich, do you cut it diagonally or do you cut it into like, do you cut it into triangles or rectangles?
Triangles.
Okay.
Barefoot. Ree's barefoot.
What are you?
No!
You got...
Oh, man.
I'm wearing shoes today.
Okay. All right.
Would you be uncomfortable on the beach because Sam would get in your shoes? Is that what stitched me?
Tom,
Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.